On New York University Week, teacher retention is a big issue in education. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Luis Rodriguez, assistant professor of education leadership, looks into how teacher education systems play a role in turnover.
What's the best way to assess teacher effectiveness? How can districts best support or determine whether to replace a teacher who is less effective? These are two questions that have been on the mind of education reformers and others seeking to improve America's education system. Over the past decade, several states implemented systematic changes to their teacher evaluation systems. These reforms were largely made to compete for federal aid for the Race to the Top grant competition administered under the Obama administration. In 2011, Tennessee changed its evaluation system to assess teachers based on a mix of student test results and rubric-directed classroom observations by certified trained observers. Teachers also received direct feedback, as well as various levels of consequences and incentives based on their overall performance, such as eligibility for tenure, bonus compensation, and targeted professional development and coaching. My colleagues and I studied how teacher turnover patterns changed in conjunction with Tennessee's reformed evaluation system. We found that the rollout of a new statewide evaluation policy was associated with increased turnover. And in most cases, teachers departing schools and sometimes the profession itself were the lowest performers. We also found that the turnover was concentrated in low-performing schools and schools in urban areas. This means that a well-constructed evaluation system may remove the least effective teachers in schools that are in most need of high-quality teaching, making room for more high-performing candidates. But my colleagues and I believe evaluation reform is only part of the solution, as we also recommend states and districts consider policies and programs that support the retention and development of qualified teachers.
That was Luis Rodriguez of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.